Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Kuf Zayin. The Gemara Amud Beis brings a discussion. If Kedusha Rishayin or Kitcha L'Shaiso, the Kitcha L'Osid Lavoy, is the Kedusha Beis Amigdash stay, remain there, or not? And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah Meseches Edios, Omar Yeshua, Shamati Shayu Makrivim Afal Pi Shein Beis, they're Makriv Korbanos, even though there's no Beis Amigdash. They eat the kodesh kadosh even though you don't have the mechitzas of Beis HaMikdash, and you eat the kodesh that are eaten in Yerushalayim even though there's no wall of Yerushalayim, because the kedusha of Beis HaMikdash remains forever. Now Rabbi Yeshua is saying, Shamati, I heard, there is a krova when there's no Beis HaMikdash. What is exactly he referring to? So the Kabbalim tell us that he's referring to the korbanos that are done in Beis HaMikdash Shalmala. Even though Beis HaMikdash Shalmata is Chorev, Beis HaMikdash Shalmala and Shemaim exists and there's a voida being done over the year. So brings the Sefer Emek HaMelech, the Kolei Kilas Yaakov in Erech Elio, quotes him, the Elio HaNovi, the Mindless of Elio HaNovi, speaks about over there. And he brings Elio HaNovi's Makriv, the korbanos of Beis HaMikdash. And that's what it means, Makrivim Aval Pishein Beis HaMikdash. There are Amami Pano as well, in the Maimer Em Kol Chai, Chele Gimel Simach of Dalet, also brings this idea that Elio HaNovi, he is Mishamish right now, goes up and down, and he's Makriv Tmidim Beis HaMikdash Aval Pishu Shomim, because Mishten Ediers, Makrivim Aval Pishein Beis. Adds there Amami Pano, V'Efsher, that there is what's called the kupois of Trumas Alishka. Where did you bring the tomit from? You have to use the money of the Trumas of the Am Yisrael. So a common Mishal Tzibur, there is such Trumas Alishka that were put aside for Elio HaNovi to bring with this money korbanos. And he adds my opponent, Dvorim Nifloim Yoid. He says, Ve'einu Rochek Lahamin. It's not so far to believe. Sheyu Ovoi Soilem. Oim Di Malgabov Lemaimot. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov is standing there as the Maimon, you know, Am Yisrael stand in the Maimon Beis HaMikdash. Who's standing in Shamayim? Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Ve'heimon, Osof, Ve'idusun, that's where the Levim, Meshayurim. Umi'oiris HaKotchim, the hides of the Kotchim. It's Lo'yi, it goes to Elio. And what does he do with it? He writes, Megillos, Megillos, Ve'koysev, Schus, Yerseim, Shkol Echad Mi'Yisrael. He writes a Schusim Am Yisrael. And he says, "V'yeshayimim she'ezor orshalom." I mean, the belt that he's wearing is coming from Eilu of the Isle of Ravavino in Nakeda. So when the Gemara says, "Mashamati shemakim alpishen bais," it means literally there is a krava. It's a krava in Beis HaMikdash Shalmala. Alzeh aderech the chidah goes in the Sefer Reish David in Parshas Vayetze. He brings the medrash on the pasuk Re'er Reyach Bni. The Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Yitzchak Avinu. He's shown in Beis HaMikdash Bonui v'Chorav Bonui. Re'ach bni, the smell of Bonui. Kireach saw the smell of a field, referring to Beis HaMikdash when it's Chorav. And then Hashem B'chor Hashem is Bonui Mishuch L'Osid Lovay. So ask the Chidah, what does it mean when you speak of when the Beis HaMikdash is Chorav, there's Re'ach Sodeh, there's a smell in the field. There's no smell at all. If the Beis HaMikdash is Chorav, so we don't have Korbanos, so we don't have a Re'ach. Answers the Chidah, there is a Re'ach. Because we have a din of makrivi alpishein bais the kedusha rishon and kitchel shaiso the kitchel losid lovoi, and he brings the Ramami Pano the Elio HaNovi's makriv tmidin beis hamikdash, and he says that's exactly the point of the medrash. Kireach sade gam bechurban or there's a reach, there's still a voida going on, the voida is going on in Shamayim. Many of the sifri chassidus also bring this concept, and one of them is the Tiferes Shleimer. Tiferes Shleimer in few places in his farm builds Torah on this concept. We'll mention a few of them. And the other parashas Vayichi, he has a shtickle on the Haftarah Mocher Chodesh. And there he mentions that in Mustava Rosh Chodesh, we say, Obishirei David Avdecho Hanishmoyim Beirecho. So why is it Nishmoyim Beirecho? They were. Hashenishmu Beirecho. Loshanover. Hanishmoyim Ashras Behoivitz right now. He says, Shamati Shemakrivi Albishayin Bais. Mazman Azeh, there's Beis HaMikdash. So we have the Shirei David still heard right now in Beis HaMikdash Shalmala. And in Shmini Atzeres, he says, we say in Davening and Musaf, "Pnichateinu galinu me'atzeinu." Here it's on Shetaleinu b'simcha la'atzeinu. Says it's not only in the future. One day Hashem will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. It means right now we want the tefillos that we're davening should go up la'atzeinu, the one there up in Shemayim. The same way you have Bismillah Shalmala, you have Eretz Yisrael Shalmala. So Avalpi Shabechateinu, we were Goyle from Artseinu down here. But here Ratzach will go up there in Shemayim. But that's the Hemshech. Nale Venire. We want to go and see Beis Hamikdash. Which Beis Hamikdash? Smith Shemala, right now, today. And that's one of the pchidos of Oyle Regolim. Oyle Regolim means not only the physical Oyle Regolim, you have Oyle Regolim up there to Beis Hamikdash Shemala. And in Shabbos HaGadol, he adds one more connection. He says there's another thing of Makrivi Al Bishayin Bais, referring to the Limud HaToyro. We know that when you learn Torah and Shalma Poris Haseinu, it's as if we had bring the Karbonis. So he says it's considered to be when a person learns the Torah of Karbonis, it's as if he's Makir Befoyal Mamish. So there's another Pchino Beis Hamikdash that is existing today is through the Limud HaToyro. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shirin, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.